all right, you working towards your dreams, but ain't nothing happening. So you really just over there wasting time.
You have to be okay with it looking like you have no idea what you're doing, even if you know exactly what you're doing. Because I'm not working how you would like me to work, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm not working.
It's like we deviate and work, 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 and this mission is still here. The
Because
people that we were supposed to be feeding or serving are not being serviced because all of our attention is at the place that it's not supposed to be at.
what is the alternative then?
we gotta figure that out.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action. People would rather see you work yourself to death and be like, I mean, they trying, than to see you actually go after your dream.
Facts.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's like delayed gratification. I mean, when you go after your dreams or something, it'd be delayed gratification. So you know stuff is happening, even though nothing is happening. But
on the outside.
On the inside and outside.
Stuff happening on the inside. I've been healed.
Even though you said, even though stuff not happening on the outside, or
yeah,
where yeah, so regardless, stuff be happening. It's like a delayed gratification. But I feel like it's been like a programming of, if I can't see it instantly, then you're not doing anything.
And I was actually going to say something similar to that. I think that's like a huge thing as far as like, okay, if other people can't see it instantly, then it's like you're deemed as being doing nothing. But it's also a thing where like going out after your dreams is made to be such a, I guess, counterintuitive thing, especially in the society that we grew up in, that it's like, even if stuff is happening, sometimes people still look at it like you're not doing anything. But it's also like, I still got to figure out how to even make this work, because it's not like what we were saying earlier was like, nobody taught me how to get a job or how to go after my dreams or anything like that. They taught us how to work. That was it. You just taught us how to work and was like, all right, go out into the world. And it's like, well, it's not always going to be quick. It might be quick. It could be quick, you know, but it might not be. Most of the processes are still a process. Like, I don't even know if that made sense.
I think it did. And I think the reason why people look at us like that is because they can't see the direct steps or they can't see the direct route to get to wherever the space you're looking to get to is. So if you want to be a doctor, there's a direct route. You go to school, you do this, you take these classes, and voila, you're a doctor, right? For other things, when it comes to your dreams, especially because if you're making something that has never been done before, that requires a level of not knowing, of level of uncertainty. So when people see you doing things and they don't know what you're doing, if I don't know what you're doing and it doesn't look like you're doing something, for me, it looks like you're not doing something. If it looked like a duck, it quacked like a duck, I'm not going to call it a cat. That's just typically how most people operate. So I think it's understandable, but I think people mean well, but when it comes to you actually following your dreams, I think you have to be the person that knows, even if they don't know, even if they think that you're not doing anything, you have to be okay with it looking like you have no idea what you're doing, even if you know exactly what you're doing.
I agree. But what I don't like is, they say the richest place is the graveyard, right? Mm-hmm. And that's because we accept it. Not I haven't accepted this, but a lot of people accept, I'm gonna work myself to death, and once I get to whatever place of comfortability that I'm yearning for, mm-hmm. that's when I'll work on the stuff that I actually want to work on. But if we don't ever make it to live to work on the thing, on these things, then that could be why the world might not necessarily be left better than it was when we found it, when we landed on Plymouth Rock.
I was also just going to say, I think that also lends itself to like hustle culture and stuff like that too, because even when, so like I said, we're taught to how to work, right? So you work. You don't make it to your dreams. But even still, once you decide that maybe you are going to go after your dreams or whatever, it's still like a lot of times we're still encouraged to work. And it's like, you still burning yourself out. Like, you still not learning how to like take care of yourself. And there is a lot of uncertainty when it comes to following your dreams. So actually like taking a moment to like breathe for a second so you could assess what's happening. But then when you take a moment to breathe, people be like, oh, you just being lazy. It's like, no, I'm not being lazy. I'm just tired, okay?
I'm being smart.
Goodness. I'm just trying to take care of myself for a moment. And then you get in your mind that I can't stop at all because, this was me. I can't stop doing stuff because then it's going to look like I'm being lazy or I'm not doing anything at all. So I have to do everything possible every single day. And it's like, it led me to like, I guess working, but it was kind of aimless. It's like, I'm just doing a bunch of stuff. I'm not actually doing things with like actual intention that's going to move me toward whatever goal. And I feel like that also kind of just crowds the judgment of like, oh, well, you see, they working hard. But, or then you get the people start looking at you like, all right, you working towards your dreams, but ain't nothing happening. So you really just over there wasting time. And it's like, you didn't even go after your dreams.
I was going to say, that is true. I think for a lot of people, they haven't been presented an actual alternative in terms of seeing somebody who's done the thing, followed their dreams in person. Because the only examples I think we typically have are on TV. Mm-hmm. So in person, you don't typically see people who follow their dreams. What you see is people who work, and they climb up a ladder or whatever, which is fine if you want to do that. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think the issue, I guess, comes in where, because I'm not working how you would like me to work, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm not working. So I think being okay with, that's why I said you have to be okay with working, even if it looks like you're not doing anything, because if I took the time to explain it to you, you still may not get it.
Yeah.
You go ahead.
I was just going to say, me being at this stage of adulting, it's nothing wrong with working, right? There's nothing wrong with working, being able to support yourself, have an amazing life. The problem comes in where it takes you away from the purpose that you, or the dream that you have. So it's like, we all sent here to do something, to complete a mission. Mm-hmm. It's like we deviate and work, and this mission is still here. So a lot of people aren't getting fed. Because the people that we were supposed to be feeding or serving are not being serviced because our attention is at, all of our attention is at the place that it's not supposed to be at. So again, it's nothing wrong with working. The problem comes into play when all you do is work and don't give any attention to the reason that you're here in the first place. That's just my belief.
Unless the reason you're here is to work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anybody's reason to be here is to work.
Yeah.
Solely work.
Yeah, I mean, there's an element of work to everything we do, but yeah. I understand your point in terms of us not being here to solely just do work, especially doing somebody else's work.
Mm-hmm. But then even, sorry to cut you off, good. I was just going to say, if you're working in an area that you're supposed to be working in, no matter how tiring it is, it's still fulfilling. So mm-hmm. I don't consider it work. It is work, but you're also being poured back into. So now you have energy to do other things, still enjoy life, still be present, because you're pouring into something and it's also pouring back into you.
Okay, so if I'm playing devil's advocate here, so what is the alternative then?
Alternative to
work and follow your dreams, because I know this isn't what you're saying, but in terms of how it can be presented or perceived, it's like, all right, word, just get rid of the work and just do your work, right? Which is, it sounds great on paper, but there's also an element of some people don't.
I think I know what you're saying, but you can finish.
Yeah, I feel like there's a middle ground, because people in general don't feel like they have the option to, hey, this is getting in the way of my work, my life's work. My work is getting in the way of my life's work, but I can't just stop doing my work to do my life's work. That's what it feels like.
So I feel as though, did you want to go?
You go first and then I'll say mine.
I feel as though the best course of action is to nurture whatever interests us when we don't have bills or don't have real responsibility. So instead of teaching kids how to just work, I feel like this is where schooling and homeschooling come to, like, actually learn things that's going to help, like how to sell. If you know how to sell, if you know how to sell, you'll really never be broke. Actually using encouraging imagination, like use of imagination. Because if you have an imagination, you can think of things, create things. If you know how to sell, you can sell those things. Actual human connection. So I might be sounding a little old. Take away that iPad. I ain't no parent, but take away that iPad for a couple hours. Get some real human connection. Like, understand how to talk to people, how to treat people, how, like, just basic things. Maybe I should take my own advice, because I'm going to take my own advice. But I feel like it starts when we actually don't have bills or responsibility, nurturing whatever interests the children and have them do that, have them learn that, and it's skills and things that interest everybody. Like, it's actual skills that can be learned and developed. So once you have bills, it's like, no, I actually have a skill. I could freelance. I could do contract work. I don't need to work for anybody. If I want to, great, go do your thing. But I don't have to, because now it's like, if we all in a position how it is today, like the world, where people losing their jobs, and it's like, I need to find work. I need to find work. But if you can create your own work, you don't need to find work. Now it's a partnership rather than I'm depending on people so I can do whatever.
I was just going to say that also lends itself or leads to the idea of, like, transitioning from work to then following your dreams or following your joy. Hey, Erica.
What's up?
Wagwan.
And I think the thing is, like you asked, what is the alternative? We got to figure that out, because that's not something that we're taught. Like, that's not something that even, I know, I ain't see that often, like, or even, like, I don't see it now. For the most part, I've seen maybe one or two examples of that, and it's still not even clear on how I would do it in the field that I'm doing things in. So it's like a thing where, like you were saying, honing the skills or, like, learning how to sell or da-da-da-da, getting these values earlier would have helped, but also knowing, number one, that a transitioning to following your dreams is actually a thing, or even, like, allowing yourself to dream is actually, like, a thing, because most people don't even, after a certain age, especially because we're told so much in school stuff, don't daydream, don't think about this, you gotta focus on this, blah blah blah, you start to, what you're being taught and what you're teaching yourself is not to use your imagination, or, like, that you're being taught that that's a childish thing. So then to be like, oh, I can create my own life, or I can make my own reality, or I could actually go after what I want to do, even if it's just in a hobby form. Most people are like, well, no, what's the Bible verse? When I was a child, I spoke as a child. And, you know, when I grew up, I put away childish things. It's something like that. Y'all know the verse. And we deem a lot of things as being childish. But I think that if we allowed ourselves to be more childlike in a lot of different areas in our life, even if it's just maybe once a week, I think that us figuring out, okay, what does this transition look like? Or what does it look like to incorporate the things that I love back into my life? Or what does it look like if, like, let's say I'm not working, and that's not all that I do. Because I know people, like, even like our grandma was like, I don't have no hobbies. Working is my hobby. That is not your hobby.
Yeah, the lady I was working with yesterday, she was saying, it's an island thing.
I was about to say, that must be a Caribbean thing.
All she do is work. She was like, that's what she do for fun. But she has things that she enjoys doing, like gardening and stuff. And
yeah.
But she was like, nah, I just want to work.
That's not cool.
Yeah, I got you.
But it's also like even if you're operating in your dreams, your gift, the thing that you feel like you were called to do, it's still important to take a break from that too.
Mm-hmm.
So like getting out of the mindset of I have to work on everything, any and everything that I decide to do. Like, yes, it's good to do that. I mean, especially when you're just getting started too, it's like, all right, that's just something that you got to get it going. You got to hit the ground running. But at a certain point, like, you got to know, all right, I need to take a break in between here. Like,
I'm looking to find balance. You can go ahead.
Yeah, no, you can continue your statement because I had a question about something you said earlier. You can go ahead.
I was just saying I'm looking to actually find balance between, and I'm not saying balance as I work 12 hours and I don't do anything for 12 hours. I'm talking about just like the way that I operate. Yeah, the way that I naturally operate. That's what I was looking for, the word natural. The word that I naturally operate. So I may be okay working for 3 hours straight on one thing. I might stop, take like a 15-30 minute break, and I'm okay with going back into doing it. Or if I finish whatever I'm working on, I might take a week off and not touch it again, and then or I can work on something else. It's like I'm not just scratch that what I was about to say, but I'm in flow. That's what it is. It's not necessarily balance, it's just in flow with myself in the universe, nature, everything.
Yeah. We've gotten so far away from what I was going to ask, but because I definitely agree. I think that you have to find a certain level of just rhythm and flow. No pun intended. Rhythm and flow for working and your life's mission. And I think, I'll speak for myself, I recognize that as much as I would love to say that all I did was work, I did work. But during the times where I wasn't working, I wasn't utilizing the time correctly. So I think for me, there were times where I'm working. And then when I come back, when I leave work, if I choose to not work on the thing, that's not anybody's fault but mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I do understand, because when Breeze was first talking, he was talking about kids and how you being taught when you're younger and all of this stuff. In my head, I'm thinking, forget the kids right now. Forget them babies, right? for the people who you're already here, wherever you're at, like, you're in this space where you've been working in terms of how do you transition to doing it. In my mind, I think the only way to do it would be to pretty much be very, very specific with your time and then utilize the time away from there to actually work on it. Like, it's unfortunate that you weren't taught this when you were younger, but now you can't afford to not work on it, because if you don't work on it, it doesn't get done.
Mm-hmm.
So at least for me, if I'm playing devil's advocate here, I don't want to say it like work is an excuse. Like, for me, work doesn't feel like it's an excuse anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And initially, it was a very big excuse. Oh, I can't do this because I don't got enough time. My work is taking up so much time. When it's like, well, yes, work is taking up a lot of time, but you spend a lot of time watching TV, or you spend a lot of time doing the X, Y, and Z. So I think in terms of us, for people who aren't kids and who didn't grow up with the perfect tools, I think it's just a matter of deciding what you want to do and then using every other moment away from this thing to create the thing that you want to get.
I just have a question. Uh-huh. If I'm playing God's advocate, that's right? So I agree with what you were saying. Work is not an excuse. And use that, whatever free time, whatever mm-hmm. extra time you have to work on your craft, your dream, your vision, whatever. So my question is, how do you go about making the switch of when you're working on your stuff, not doing it out of desperation? Like, not doing it in the sense of, I need to, this has to work so I can leave my job, or this has to work so whatever.
You can go ahead.
You mm-hmm. don't got no answer?
I mean, I have an idea, but you can go ahead.
Oh, say your idea first. Because yeah. what I was going to mm-hmm. say was going to be to what you said before.
Okay. So, for me, I would say, hold on, let me just make sure. Your question was, how would you transition from it, you feeling like your life's work has to...
So, like, not doing your life's work out of desperation. So not using it, not like when you're doing it, not being like, this has to work. I have to do this so I can do this full time, or so I can.
I think it's more of a mental switch. So I think you not looking at it like, you're not looking at your dream as if your dream has to get you out of your job. More so looking at it as your job is supporting you being able to do the dream, because it's a lot harder to make stuff when you feel like you have to make stuff. And I know people say that necessity is the mother of invention, or whatever it is, creation, like you needing to do something usually helps you make the thing. And I think there's a level of truth to it, but when I think so getting out of the desperation mode, I think is just, it's tough, because on the one hand, you need a level of urgency to be able to do the thing, because if you don't have that level of urgency, you're going to be like, all right, I'll get to it whenever I get to it. So I think, I don't think you need to completely get rid of the desperation, but kind of transform it to almost like a sense of urgency, or a sense of like, all right, I need to do this so that I can get to where I would like to get to, as opposed to like looking at it like, I have to get out of here. But yeah, don't look at it like, I need to get out of here. I'm looking at it like, this is helping me get out of here, if that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense.
I think for me, one of the things that helps with that, that I am, like, the mental switch that I decided is to look at, because what used to happen is that I used to feel like I was trapped in the job. So not to look at don't look at the job as like a cage, but look at like you said, like looking at it as a business partner or something that is going to help you to move forward in what you're doing. Because at the end of the day, a lot of the things that we do, and if we're transitioning and want to do it as a career and stuff like that, it does require some sort of funding, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe this is your funding for right now. Maybe this is your grant program that you're in, or maybe this is your apprenticeship, or maybe whatever, however you have to look at it. But when you start looking at it as, this is like your cage, or this is, you're stuck in this thing, so you have to escape. I think for me, that's when I start getting frantic, or it starts feeling like I'm moving out of desperation rather than me allow myself to create freely, or even it hinders me from getting into flow. But if you look at it like, okay, I'm not trapped here, I can leave at any time. that's something I had to like repeat to myself at one point when I was working. To just let me know, like, I'm not trapped. Like, I have full control over this situation. I can leave at any time. So let me do the things that I want to do so that I can achieve my goals. And to what you said earlier about being intentional with the time that you spend outside of work, so that you can actually accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. I also say, depending on your job, use the time at work to accomplish the things. Because there were times where I've written songs while I was at work at my desk. And of course, like, it would be a lot better if I was at home and, you know, in my space doing my music. But the song came to me while I was at the desk. So I went ahead and I started writing it. So it's just a matter of, yes, being super intentional with your time, but also shifting your mindset of like, okay, I'm not trapped here. So I don't need to, like, you can make an exit plan, but don't look at it like I need to have an escape route. I need to pull the fire alarm so I can run. Like, look at it as I'm transitioning to my dreams. So let me intentionally make my my exit plan, or let me intentionally move toward my goals in a way that I want to, in a way that I deem fit. And I think that that helps. It ain't easy, okay?
It sounds simple.
But you definitely gotta practice. Like, that's all these things are just habits. So, like, you gotta practice looking at things like that, because, whoo, child, it's not the easiest thing.
Yeah, not at all. And I was gonna say, and then you can go, Reese. I was gonna say the one thing that really made a big difference was something that I heard Rick Rubin say. He was saying, don't let your job undermine your ability to do your dream, but also don't let your dream undermine your ability to take care of yourself. So if you're gonna work a job, don't let your job get in the way of the dream. But if you're gonna chase your dreams, don't just chase your dreams and then you're not able to support yourself, because the reason why you were making whatever the thing that you're making is, it was from a place of, usually it's from a place of joy or just expression. But when you feel like you have to have this thing support you, now you're not making it. Your mindset is totally different. Your mindset is, I have to make this so that I can live. And that's not necessarily the best mindset when it comes to creating, because I've heard you guys say it, some of your best songs, you guys felt great when you made it. So that's not a good space to put yourself in, where you only are making stuff out of desperation, because if I don't make the hit, it's almost like, yeah, it's almost, if you're trying to catch lightning in a bottle, you're like, all right, if I have all the time in the world, if I'm not worried about catching lightning in a bottle, it's like, cool, oh, I caught it today. If today, if I have to catch lightning tomorrow at 5 p.m., it's very hard for me to catch lightning tomorrow at 5 p.m. on purpose. That's a lot of stuff has to happen for me to do that. Not saying it's impossible, but it's very hard. So,
yeah, it's like an added pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I was going to say was, it was something to what you were saying. Oh, when you were saying you wrote songs while you was at your desk. And you said you would have liked to be home or in your space, whatever. But that inspiration might not have came while you were home, comfortable, chilling. And it's the thing of actually being open to the inspiration, or just open in general while you're working.
Yeah.
At least that's what I'll be having to do. Even, especially now, I'll be having to turn on performance mode. It'll be on and off. So, and just actually being open to receiving whatever it is that's helping me. So my small talk, amazing. Like, my small talk now, y'all know I don't like small talk. But now, I small talk with the gods. like, y'all doing all right today?
Mm-hmm.
Or that's beautiful. They just started talking. Somebody was like, he was like, yeah, I had off today. I was like, must be nice. Mm-hmm. So I got off Monday too. Like, yeah, I was like, ooh, nice little 4-day weekend. Mm-hmm. Y'all got plans this weekend? If you don't, somebody said something, I was like, wow, what happened? If you don't mind me asking.
Oh. Yeah, look at you.
Aww. Small talking with him. Small talking breeze.
But yeah, that's another thing. Like, now when I go into like working and stuff like that, now I'm looking at it like, okay, this is an opportunity to learn something new. So I'm like, all right, well, what am I going to learn from this? Or what am I taking from this? What can I use? I realized my last job, I really learned a lot about systems, and that's probably why I decided to be a productivity girly now. Because, like, systems are my thing now. Like, it's really crazy. I didn't realize that till this moment. But, yeah, like, figuring out what you can take from it, but also being open to the inspiration, because in that moment, it's like, all right, if a song comes to me, like, I can go to my happy place for at least, maybe it'll be 2-minute increments, or maybe it'll be like a 30-second increment, but I can at least go to my happy place and I'll get one more line. And I was doing data entry, so the position that I was in, like, that specific job, we were able to, like, have our headphones and stuff in, so it just worked out for me. But I would say, honestly, like, the mindset shift, regardless, is, like, it's not the easiest, but once you decide, okay, and remind yourself, I'm not going to look at this like this anymore, I'm going to look at it like this, and just keep saying that to yourself, then you start to figure out ways to, like, okay, how can I use this to my advantage? How can I look at this as a business partner? Like, how can I look at this as moving me toward my dream and not moving me away? And then also looking at yourself and being like, am I spending my time wisely? Am I making time for myself, but also am I making time for my dreams? Have I just been talking about this, or have I actually been doing things? Because I had to ask myself that question. At one point, because life has a lot of transitions in itself. So then you might be like, okay, well, I just started this job, so I need to make sure I'm focused on that. And that's cool, you know, get the job down pat, but don't let that take you 3-4 years to get the job down pat, okay? After the training process, or after you've been there for a little bit, okay, let's say a few weeks. I'm gonna give you a few weeks.
Get your feet wet, get acclimated.
Yeah, but don't take you off your schedule completely. Like, don't take your dreams off your schedule. Like, all right, I'll give you a few weeks, and then we hopping back into it. Even if, okay, an hour a day. If it's a focused hour, you can get a lot of things done. So just being intentional, not only with your time, but with how you're operating with yourself, and then taking yourself seriously. I think that helps the transition. But at the end of the day, you know, life ain't always black and white.
I was literally going to say that. That's crazy. You, in my head, I was going to say, I feel we typically have all or nothing kind of thinking. So we're thinking, oh, this job is ruining me. It's ruining my inspiration, ruining everything. But we ignore the fact that sometimes you get inspiration from that space. So I know when I was working at Wells, I was getting inspiration from that actual space and didn't realize it. I was just focused on the fact that I didn't want to be there because I didn't want to be there. And that's just really what it was. But when you stop looking at it like, all right, this thing is the worst thing that's happened to me, and start looking at it like, all right, well, there's something I'm pulling from this. And sometimes you don't even know until you leave the area. So like, you leave the toxic or environment, hopefully it's not a toxic environment, hopefully it's just an environment you would prefer not to be in. But so you leave that environment and you go and you're like, oh, this is a way better environment, but you feel like, dang, I feel like there's something I'm not getting as much something here. And you may not even realize what it is. Maybe interactions, maybe friction, maybe it's just a difference of opinion, and maybe you're not getting enough difference of opinion, and that, like, when you were in that unwanted space, you weren't getting enough, or you were getting way more differences of opinion, and it helped you develop more of what you felt. But sometimes you don't know it, and I think sometimes we think that all right, this thing is ruining everything. And it's like, well, maybe it's not ruining everything. Maybe mm-hmm. it's just maybe it is taking up a lot of time, but maybe there are some things that I can pull from this and use it. And I think there's a lot of, life is a lot more gray, no pun intended, than we give it credit for. And I think we can pull from everything. We just have to be intentional about where we're pulling from.
Yeah. I was just going to say, one thing that I've been noticing in regards to that, of me not wanting to be here, or me being anti-job, it's because I wouldn't have did it like this. So it's like, even I be learning mad stuff. Now looking back, I've learned a lot. Now I can, what's the word? Apply a lot. Mm-hmm. So I can begin to apply everything that I learned, because I learned so much over the years. But I wouldn't have done it like this. So God got his own path and journey for me. It's like, I got to learn this. I got to do this so I can do this, or so I can get this result. And that goes back to what you were saying, give you a couple weeks to get acclimated, but don't let this take you away from
your dreams.
Yeah, completely. The plan, the vision.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know you said you wouldn't have planned it like this. How would you have done it?
I would have been good already. I would have been on, I don't know how I would have planned it.
That's fair. I'm just curious.
I just know I wouldn't be working. But I actually, me personally, I don't have a problem with working. But the money just didn't, it just don't be adding up. I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
The money isn't worth, like the amount of money isn't worth me doing this every day. I be meeting cool people though.
Yeah.
But even with that, me learning what I needed to learn, the people that I meet actually foster those relationships. Like, actually meet people, actually connect with people. So, yeah. So now we're here. Connecting.
For free. With Education Connection. Say no. They ain't sponsoring this, so...
Are they even still a thing?
I don't know, because I thought I saw a commercial on them, but I think it was just an old video of of one of their old videos. Mm. But yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna go look that up. But yeah, I definitely agree. I think it's just like not discrediting the tools that you've been given. I think if you look at a lot of things like a tool versus looking at it as the end all be all, because a lot of times where we are taught, whether it's not, I don't think we're explicitly told to do this, but I think that this is just like a habit that develops based on what we see around us. Is like, we look at a lot of the things in our lives, the decisions that are made, the trajectory of people's lives and stuff like that, as the end all be all. And a lot of times it's not. So it's like, I might be at this amazing job for a period of time, but this isn't the end all be all. I might have moved up the ladder and became the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, but that doesn't mean that this is the end all be all. Mm. I might decide that, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to go be a farmer.
And I think that's where the importance of getting a job where you're paid handsomely for whatever it is that you're doing. So when you say, I don't want to do this no more, I want to be a farmer, you can actually stop doing it
and be a farmer. Yeah. Right. That's the key.
I mean, that's one of the keys.
I mean, one of them, but it's like, it helps. You know.
Yeah, I mean, but I also think that's a very ideal situation. I don't think I don't think life usually hands us situations that perfectly and neatly.
I'll accept that
universe. I'll accept, you know, golden opportunities falling into my lap with ease. Amen. But what I will say is,
graciously,
I
think, prosper
abundantly. But I think. It wasn't until I realized that people have done more with less. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I had to stop making excuses for why I wasn't where I wanted to be. Not saying you guys are making excuses for it, but I'm saying I'm recognizing that during the time where I was working, the bulk of the things that I was doing outside of work wasn't pushing me to where I wanted to be.
But that was my thing. Like, I had to start, like, making my mindset shifts, because when I got comfortable and maybe I was writing a song here or there, like how I was saying I was writing at work, I wasn't writing, like, all the time at work, but it's like, all right, now I'm home. Okay, cool, you wrote a song at work. Now you're home. You didn't do anything that had anything to do with anything mm-hmm. that you actually want to do with your life. Yeah. You just went to sleep, or you
was trying to get that work off you.
Yeah, you trying to get the energy work stench off. I'm making dinner. I'm watching TV. I'm like mindlessly scrolling. It's not like stuff that was moving me forward. So that's what I was talking about. Like when you said, like, you have to change the mental, it's mm-hmm. like, yeah, you definitely have to change your mentality, because if not, you're going to go home and do the regular thing of, I'm going to decompress on the couch. And yes, take your moment to decompress, but if you got things you want to work for and you want them to happen within a certain time frame or whatever, then you decompress and then you transition mm-hmm. to, like, all right, part two of my day. So... But yeah, so I think in the past I was making a lot of excuses for myself of being like, oh, well, I wasn't taught this. All right, well, you passed that age. So, like, just because you weren't taught it before, it's now your responsibility to make sure that you can still do, or you learn what you need to learn now so that you can move towards your dreams.
Yeah, I agree. And if I'm circling back to when we first started about why people are more comfortable seeing you work your way into the ground, I think because people are waiting for evidence of the end result of the alternative that you're talking about. So they haven't seen the end result yet. So until you make that thing real, they're like, man, you're not really doing nothing. You playing with your life. And it's like, that's what it looks like. Until I make it real, and then now that I made it real, now we can have a conversation about what I did, what you could do, you know. So yeah,
is the only indicator of making it real being compensated for what it is that you're doing?
I think to some people,
yeah,
I think that depends on that wholly depends on the person, because some people it's like, okay, well, you did all of this and this is great, but you didn't get paid for it. For other people, it's like, all right, cool, you didn't get paid, but you did all of this, you put this whole thing together. And then for other people, it's just like, you still don't got no regular job, so you're failing. Yeah. Like, it depends, I think it depends on the value of the person that's looking at you. And that's like a solely a them thing, it's not a you thing. So I think for you, what you deem as successful is going to look, it might look different than what other people deem as successful, because your values may be different.
Yeah, and I mean, compensation, basing the success on how much you're compensated for isn't necessarily the best metric in general, because there's people that get paid a lot of money to do very easy jobs. So in that regard, you're a success technically, because you're financially successful, but maybe you don't like the job you're doing. I can't say you were a success in that regard. So I agree. It just depends on what your personal level of definition of success is. And that's why it's even more important why I don't care what y'all think. Like, at the end of the day, if I do something that I love and I make money off of it, that makes me happy, right? Whether or not I made 40 million or 400
billion,
you know, 400 billion, right? Right. It has nothing, no bearing on whether or not, like, that, or your opinion of it doesn't really affect it shouldn't affect how I feel about it, but I know it does, because we be caring about how people perceive us and stuff. And people, and again, I think it's the, I think it reminds me of the old, I think it's like a meme or whatever they would say when you post, oh, I just got a new job. Everybody's clapping. When you're like, I just started a new business. Nobody give you anything. Mm-hmm. Because until you provide results that your alternative works, it just seems like you just have an idea. Mm-hmm. And I think people don't really like, people like ideas, but people like seeing ideas executed. And I think that's probably why. So until you execute it, people feel like it's not real.
Even sometimes when you execute it, people feel like it's not real. I'm gonna be.
It'd be wild.
It do be wild. But
I turned water to wine.
And they be like,
it's real. So why you always drunk?
Because I turned water to wine. What you mean? I had to taste test it. Yeah. You know.
It's like, this is the evidence. It's right here. You see me.
But yeah, and I think also, because then there's also some people who are like, they'll see your joy from you doing what you love, and then that excites them, and they deem that as a success. Mm-hmm. So it really just boils down to, like, well, number one, it boils down to, what do you think is a success? That's really what it is. For your own life, do you feel like you're a success? Whether you at a job, whether you work in your, doing your regular stuff, whether you got side hustles or you not doing nothing at all, like, do you feel like you a success? Because that's going to determine, like, how you see yourself in the world. But I do think I don't like that. I guess the thing is that it feels like people are more willing or happier to see people working to their grave versus going after their dreams. It is kind of a frustrating thing, but also if that wasn't the case, then we probably wouldn't be able to make the impact that we make when we do decide to go out after our dreams. I don't know. That might not be true. Who knows? But do y'all have any final thoughts on the subject? No?
No. Don't let, what Jada can say? Something supersede your intelligence? What was it?
I called her. I can't remember right now. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
We all know what Jadakiss said. Something about supersede your intelligence.
If y'all made it this far, then comment what Jadakiss said. And also leave a blue heart in the comments. We definitely appreciate each and every one of y'all. Check the description below for all the ways that you can support us as individuals and support this channel, because we are growing the channel. We're following our dreams, and we appreciate each and every one of you guys. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Ding. This is the Gray Area Podcast, where we break down the fabrics of life, because not everything is always black and white. Mm-hmm. We have interesting conversations, and we love to bring you guys in on them. So thank you for joining us for another episode. If you like this one, you're going to love the one that's linked somewhere on this screen. We'll see y'all next time.
Adios.
Stay blessed, stay black, people. We introduce ourselves. Batman Brisington.
Shakoya D.
It's your boy Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area.
Gray.
Yeah.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another J.
Get on my face.